thing that's on the that the dirt and goes into you
the,
call it
the bag?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know those machines that people have that crunch the garbage down, you call it a
compactor.
And a large garbage can that you might have that would be the one that you would take out to the street would be a garbage can.
That's what I call it. It's a garbage can.
Oh, now you know those things that they have at shopping centers and apartment complexes. Those big,
the huge,
yeah,
bins. Just the garbage bin, really.
You call it a bin, though.
Yeah.
A person who operates a funeral home is called a
mortician.
Now, one of those things that they carry a body in, I don't mean a casket, but like a limousine sort of a thing that they carry.
Oh, the hearse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, in addition to graves, sometimes they have like a building.
Mausoleum.
Do you know any other names for cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. For cigarettes. God, I know I do. I can't think of it, though.
No, I do, too, and I can't think of any name heavy down here. Oh, cigs, I've heard.
Yeah, cigs. They used to be called, I've heard people call them weeds a long time ago. They don't do that anymore.
I don't smoke, that's what I'm
thinking. Me, too.
It's not. This is rooms in a house. Sometimes people have a room on the side of their house.
Mm-hmm.
It's got windows all around it. They want a lot of sunlight.
Like the sunroom?
Right, exactly. Now, a room that's got a toilet and a sink, but no tub or shower would be.
Mm-hmm. That's a half bath.
What kinds of furnaces or stuff, heating equipment, did you have in your house?
The
one that you described to me.
That was central heat.
And it was, it had a furnace in the basement, or where did that come
from? Just from the unit, you know, that's usually in the closet somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
The heating unit.
Yeah.
Electric.
Is the, in air-conditioned houses, is the same equipment used in the summer, usually?
Yeah, it's central air, unless you have the window units. Yeah.
And you know what people call a house that's got three rooms in a line, just one behind the other? Have you ever heard of a shotgun house?
No.
Have you ever heard of a dog trot house?
Mm-mm. Are these all urban type things,
these are,
really?
I think these.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I saw a shotgun house once in Cincinnati, and somebody told me that's the only reason. I would even know what that is.
Yeah.
Apparently, those are very common. They didn't have much room, and so they just built the thing, everything right behind each other, because they couldn't spread out. They
went back a long ways, yeah.
Do you know any names for houses of specific design?
Like colonial.
Right.
Let's see. Spanish type, modern, your antebellum type homes. Let's see. Can't think of anything else. French.
If you were talking about a building that housed several families or several people,
Rent apartments.
Right. You call it an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Building.
Apartment building.
Of course, an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. That would be bigger than.
Yeah, apartment complex has several different buildings in it.
Right. Do you know the word tenement?